2,000 years ago, before the dawn of history, dinosaurs ruled the Earth. The hugest and most terrifying of these was none other than Tyrannosaurus Rex. But the fragile fabric of space and time being what they are, it is not surprising that one of these horrific creatures would suddenly, for no apparent reason, be hurtled forward through the centuries to a world he never made, the world of our own future. This is his story.
Thanks for returning from Jupiter on such short notice. Of course, Mr. President. Please, bring me up to date on the creature.
As you know, Dr. Ventnor, 6 days ago, an underwater volcano erupted off the coast of Rhode Island.
We thought it was just a routine underwater volcano.
Yeah, this is the boring part. Ah, now here we go.
50,000 years frozen at the Earth's core. Let's just pray his icy prison remains impervious.
There's nothing to fear, Mr. President. These nuclear containment rings are the strongest force field known to man.
Hey, cool!
Oh, sweet Mike! It can't be! It just can't be! Chance, Mr. President.
Go ahead, Doctor.
You see, Reptar's body is composed of billions of infinitesimally small subatomic particles, each one containing an opposing magnetic charge. Now, these opposing magnetic charges, in and of themselves, lack any chance we can reverse the molecular polarization, causing a disintegration of the vascular structure. At the moment that the vascular
causing his system to re-solidify, then spontaneously re-liquefy again.
Reptar's not playing.
He's not?
No, he's destroying stuff.
Well, I don't know, Angelica. I don't think Reptar would do anything bad.
Well, that shows how much you know about dinosaurs.
Are you sure this nucleonic destabilization ray is going to work, Doctor?
Either that, Mr. President, or it will obliterate the entire universe.
We have no choice. Pull the switch.
Oh, phooey. Sorry, Spratz. I guess we're not going to get to see what happens to old Reptar. At least not tonight. Stew your cartwheel idiot machine at another tape.
Oh, no, we'll never know what happened to Reptar.
It's not fair.
I bet I know what happened to him.
You do?
Why don't you tell us then, Smarty?
Well, I don't think Reptar wanted to get into any trouble. So when he saw that ray machine, he decided it was time to go find someplace safe.
The Reptar!
Come out wherever you are!
We've got a nice big lazy beam for you.
The statue of Lizardy sure looks big close up.
Yeah, and green, too.
The statue of Lizardy?
Curses! Don't worry, Mr. President. We'll find that pesky dinosaur.
Yeah!
Just look at this mess.
But I didn't mean to.
You didn't mean to. Who do you suppose is going to clean all this up? The Joint Chiefs of Staff?
I'm sorry.
Sorry isn't good enough, Reptar. Doctor, send this creature back to the Jurassic.
Hide like that.
He wouldn't?
No. Reptar would have gone and had a whole lot of fun. Toy car. Me. Vroom. Over a dumb bus. He's got better things to do.
Miss Reptar Lady, ma'am, sir.
Maybe I will, and maybe I won't. It all depends on whether you two pipsqueaks do exactly what I say.
Anything.
Anything? Ah, prehistory was nothing like this.
I don't know, Angelica. Why would Reptar want to just sit around by a swimming pool when he could be out having adventures?
Adventures?
What kind of adventures?
Really exciting adventures, like getting cookies and playing in the sandbox. I don't know, Tommy. I don't think Reptar would want to get into any more trouble.
Sure he would.
Look at that Reptar. What a cute-looking dinosaur.
And my, hasn't he grown? It seems every time I see him, he's shot up another 30 or 40 feet.
Come here, Reptar.
Now play nicely, Reptar, while Dr. Ventnor and I clean up this yucky mess.
There's no cookies big enough for reptiles.
Wow!
Oh, it's too hot.
We'll help you. There, that'll do it.
Well, here goes.
Wait a minute, you guys. I don't think we're supposed to be doing this.
Chuck Tar, don't be such a dinosaur.
Careful, Tommy! I'm just climbing a pile of skyscrapers. What could go wrong?
Tommy, what you doing?
Nothing.
Were you eating something?
Nope.
Well, okay.
Look what I got!
Hey, Reptilica, give it back!
Hey, Sprouts, gather round. Managed to fix the video with some tape. It's amazing what you can do with a little ingenuity and elbow grease. Might have lost a couple of minutes in the middle, though.
We'll never forget you, Reptar. Good luck. And Godspeed.
That. Petey, I thought you were at work.
It's summertime, Stu. School's out. I haven't been at work for 3 weeks.
I knew that.
Stu, we need to talk.
But the Rockford Files is out in 4 minutes.
Stu, it's been months since you've designed a new toy.
Petey, once I perfect the Bubblerama 3000, our troubles are over. This baby will make the world's largest non-toxic soap bubble. If that doesn't put Pickles Toys on the map, nothing will. Unfortunately, there's still a few kinks.
I've been going over our bills, Stu, and I thought maybe if you got a job outside the house, we could...
Deed, an inventor of my stature can't be worried about petty financial details. My mind has to be free to create.
Oh. Well, when does an inventor of your stature intend to finish this bubble thing?
Did Mozart's wife ask him how long it would take to finish his requiem?
Stu, Mozart died without finishing his requiem.
Okay, bad example.
Well, in the meantime, you always have your sales background. Here's an ad. Consolidated Lard is looking for telephone representatives.
Consolidated Lard? Well, I'm an official wage slave, Deed.
Stu, that's great. Hear that, Tommy? Your father got a job. I'm so proud of you.
Hey, yeah. Tomorrow morning, Stu Pickles will be cold calling customers about the wonders of rendered fat. I guess life couldn't get much sweeter.
Did you hear that, Tommy? Your daddy got a job, huh? Instead of staying home and playing with you, he's gonna go work every day.
Don't be silly, Chucky. My daddy wouldn't do that. He always stays home and plays with me.
Not anymore. He got a job now, just like my daddy.
Chucky, listen. Maybe your dad goes to a job all day. Maybe other people's daddies go to jobs all day, but not my daddy. He stays right here at home with me.
Bye, Tommy. Daddy's off to the lard mines.
Why do you have to get a job anyway? Why can't he just stay home and play with me?
Maybe he has better toys there.
Or new friends.
Or a swimming pool filled with green jello.
Well, he might.
Sorry, Tommy. I guess the tooth hurts sometimes.
Listen, you guys. We gotta figure out a way to keep my daddy from going to that job place tomorrow.
Hey, Tommy. Maybe you'd stay home if you shared your toys with him.
Like when we come over and play with the Reptar doll.
That's a great idea.
What's that smell?
It's hickory smoked lard, and there's more where that came from. Help yourselves.
Oh, thanks. Oh, incidentally, now that you're pulling a paycheck again, I was wondering if you might pay back the money I loaned you for that barbecue grill.
What? I paid you back last summer.
What fun you did.
Boy, the minute you start to make good, the vultures just move right on in.
Yes!
set. I'm lucky to be alive. When I opened my closet this morning, an avalanche of toys fell on me.
Toys? Why'd you put toys in your closet?
Pop, I didn't put them there. Somebody else did, but who? Drew!
Huh?
I can't believe Drew would stoop so low over a lousy 120 bucks, which, I might add, I already paid him back. I'll show him.
Yes, I'd like to order 50 large pepperoni and mushroom pizzas. My name? Drew Pickles.
Dear Mark, guys, sharing the toys didn't make him stay home.
Sorry, Tommy.
It won't be that bad.
You'll get used to never having him around anymore.
We just wish you could think of some other way to make him stay home.
You know, Tommy, sometimes my daddy stays home because bad stuff happens to him.
Bad stuff? Like what?
Well, like the time he got his tie stuck in the garbage disposer, or the time he accidentally locked himself in the bathroom.
Chucky, you've done it again!
Okay, guys, now what's the first thing your daddy does in the morning?
Throws the noisy clock against the wall.
No, after that.
Polishes my mommy's shoes.
After that.
Takes a shower.
Exactly. He takes a shower. And then what does he do?
He goes really loud.
After that.
Finger in his ear.
After that,
he gets dressed.
Exactly. And after he gets dressed, what does he do?
Eats breakfast.
What does he have for breakfast?
Hot dogs.
But what does he drink?
Coffee.
Exactly. Okay, so here's the plan. He's gonna make it from here to bed over to here to the shower. Phil, that's where we hit him first.
Got it.
Next, he's gonna go for his clothes in the closet. Lil, that's when we get him again.
Got it.
The coffee pot here. Chucky, that's where you come in.
Got it.
Now let's get out there and show them what we're made of.
Yeah!
Deed, you're not gonna believe this. They're expecting me to memorize 22 different types of lard.
Hey, little bro.
What are you doing here?
I'm just picking up a cookbook. Thought I'd try a new Chinese recipe.
Cookbook? Maybe you ought to think about returning the last book you borrowed from me.
Gee, I hope you're not talking about that coloring book, Stu.
You ate the cover.
I was five.
Well, you're the one who's bringing up ancient history. Honey? I can't believe Drew would sink so low.
Morning, son. Looking sharp. And your hair smells nice, too.
Thanks, Pop. Pop, you haven't seen Drew around here lately, have you? These cute little practical jokes have gone far enough.
Yeah.
This coffee tastes like mud. It is mud. Well, turnabout is fair play.
Yes, I'm calling about a car parked illegally on private property at 53 Briarcliff Place. The license plate reads, Drew.
Well, I'm late for work. Gotta run.
All these clothes doing in Tommy's playpen.
I don't know what to do, Chucky. It's like there's no stopping him. Tommy, I want you to listen to me. And I want you to listen good. Now, your daddy has a job. He's gonna go to that job every day. The only way you could stop him would be to trap him in a net.
Chucky, that's it.
What's it?
My grandpa has a fishing net we could use.
No! To keep my big mouth shut.
Well, Well, things seem to be going smoothly this morning. I guess Drew learned his lesson.
What are you talking about? Drew!
Where's Stu? Stu, let's talk.
Fine by me.
I couldn't get to the office yesterday because someone had my car towed.
And I suppose I wore my disco suit to work yesterday just for kicks, huh?
I don't know what you're talking about, but I bet you know something about the 50 pizzas I got the other day.
I thought you came here to apologize.
Apologize? You're the one who should apologize!
Me? What an idea! I guess we have nothing to discuss.
Oh, Drew, while you're here, I have something for you. It's a check from Stu for $120. He wrote it last summer, but it seems he's been using it as a bookmark.
Why, thanks, Dee Dee.
Drew, I have to go to work.
What is this?
Looks like a net, Stu.
Wait a minute. That's it. That's it. This is just the thing I need for my Pickles Bubble Rama 3000. Pretty crude gag, bro, but hey, thanks for the inspiration. I owe you.
No, but still, I didn't...
Check it out. If everything goes according to plan, instead of one giant bubble, we should get a million small ones. Call Consolidated Lard and tell them I quit. I'm staying home to work on my bubble machine and play with my kids.
Network brings you the most exciting thing to come out of England since English, The Secret Show.
If she turns that thing on, we're done for.
Turn that thing on.
We're done for.
There's boogers.
For you, Anita, I would explode a thousand of my boogers.
There's dot jokes.
Stop. No thanks.
And brain chunks.
Preparing to replace brain chunks.
Two secret agents, one secret show. Tell everyone. Watch The Secret Show, weekdays at 8, only on Nicktoons Network. Not just cartoons, Nicktoons.